In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Increase our faith. This is the apostles' request to Jesus. Lord, increase our faith. This does not seem like an unreasonable request. In fact, it seems quite reasonable. It's probably one that all of us would like to ask God from time to time. And as people who follow Christ as Christians, we know the importance of faith. Faith is literally what brought us here today, why we are here. It's what drives us. It is what focuses us. And then in this short parable, Jesus even talks about the power of faith. He says, if you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could tell the mulberry tree, be uprooted and plant yourself into the sea. So with as important as we know faith to be, why did Jesus not grant this request? Maybe it would be a little inconvenient to have mulberry trees just sort of popping up and being replanted in the ocean. Can you imagine?
Captain, we have a problem. Is it an iceberg? No, sir. Is it another ship? No, sir, it's a hedgerow.
Okay, that probably wasn't the reason. But then Jesus tells this other parable, and it's kind of one of those parables that you go, really, Jesus? Really? And he says, if a slave comes in from the field, now keep in mind this is the first century, so he says if a slave comes in from the field, you probably wouldn't have the slave sit down at dinner with you. You'd probably say, serve me, and then later you eat. And he says, do you thank the slave for doing what was commanded? Now, of course, we as 21st century readers would be like, well, gee, I would hope so. And yes, we would. But this was the first century, and Jesus is just stating how the world was. What he's getting at here is that they just do their duty because that is what they do. And that's simply it. And in the same way, we, as people who follow Christ, are also compelled to do our duty. So if we are servants of God, what then is our duty? What is it that we are commanded to do? Now, of course, in all of Jesus' teachings, he only ever gave us one commandment, and that was to love, which makes his teaching almost a little paradoxical, because if we are compelled by love, then we shouldn't feel like it's a duty, right? We should be motivated by the fact that we love God and we love others and not just because, well, I have to do it. And that makes it a little strange, but there's a larger message at play here. And that is that we have a role in our relationship with God. And part of that role is to be obedient to God. Now, obedience is one of those words we don't like to think about a lot, or we kind of think of it like, this is what, you know, the dog goes to obedience school, so what am I doing here? But being obedient to God means putting God first and others ahead of ourselves. Being obedient means being humble and kind, even when it is difficult. Being obedient means serving and being a disciple, even when we don't always feel like it. And being obedient means giving, even when we are scared or unmotivated. The other part of obedience, and this one's a little challenging, but the other part of obedience is to remember that God does not exist for us, but we exist for God. That doesn't mean that God isn't going to come to our help at times. But this points out the problem of the apostles' request when they said, increase our faith. So now they're giving God commands. Now, it's easy to think of prayer. We often do this. We think of prayer as asking God for something. I mean, we might even ask God for something noble, like faith. But then there might be a little trap in here, because sometimes when we ask for something noble, our motivations could still be off. It could be a selfish motivation. I mean, you could imagine somebody, you know, the apostles seeing Jesus perform all these miracles and saying, "Wouldn't it be great to have enough faith to prove how great I am? I'm sure God would grant me that and make me look good in front of others." And this is maybe where the problem starts to come in. And this problem is something we continue to see in Christianity. This problem is manifested in big and small ways all the time, where people look to God as a wishing well. We might think, "I'm nice, I pray, so God gives me what I want." Maybe it's like a bargaining tool, right? Or then we think, "I'm angry, God should take my side," or "I'm righteous, God should reward me." And we find, when we have some experience with prayer, is that it just doesn't work that way. And of course, this can be very frustrating, because we want our pat on the head sometimes. We want our immediate reward. I'm reminded of a story of St. Teresa of Avila, the late medieval mystic in Spain. The story goes that she was on horseback traveling with some companions, and they came to a river, and as they're crossing the river, the horse gets startled and bucks her off. And it is reported that St. Teresa said, as she's flying through the air, "Dear Lord, if this is how you treat your friends, it's no wonder you have so few." Well, this speaks to our own egos, because it turns faith around and it makes faith about us and not about God. In fact, it's not even really about faith then, or why faith can't be granted. Because faith itself is putting our egos aside and focusing on the divine. And the reality, of course, is that as we ask for things of God, the reality is that God has already given us everything, including life and salvation and every blessing that we have. And so, no matter how good we are, God doesn't really owe us anything as much as we owe God. And that is why we are called to obedience. To be obedient is an act of faith. In fact, it is itself faith. Faith is a vehicle for obedience and an outcome of obedience. It is how we serve without hope of gain. It is how we pray to listen and not be heard. It is how we give without strings or hesitation. And we tend to think of obedience being a drag or a hardship, but in reality, it's actually what we were created for. And while we can talk about how, okay, it's not about us, ironically, when we put ourselves aside and serve God first, there's a side effect. And the amazing side effect is that it is a joyful and fulfilling experience. It gives us hope and it connects us with God and others. Obedience makes us better and more whole people. And while we don't practice faith for our own selves, the wonderful part about it is that we still gain. This is the faith that is not granted, but it is what we do. And so let us increase in ourselves the faith to serve God as we have been called. Amen.